Buddy, today we are learning as a schus refuah shalema for Shimon Yaakov ben Rachel Shira. Shimon Yaakov ben Rachel Shira, who is having surgery today. Okay, we're starting off with a fresh Mishnah based on a question somebody asked yesterday who's not here. That's right. We want to put it on the recording, make sure everybody hears it. Says the Mishnah. What was Jack's kashi yesterday? How do you know that if the birds left these zonu? So the Gemara Taka asks similar shailas today. So zimein shechayru. Let's say you set aside birds, doves, if you will, that are black. Umatza, and the next day you found levanim. You found white ones. Yoram et Bey's Mishnah, top fifth line. Okay, zimein shechayru umatza levanim. Or levanim, you set aside white ones, and what do you find? V'nimtza shchorim, you found black ones. Shnayim, you set aside two, umatza shleisha, and you found three, right? And you don't recognize between them the two that you set aside. All three are aser. Okay? We'll see why in the Gemara. You could answer why, right? Why do you think it's aser? It's aser because the ones that I set aside are not the ones that are there. Black and white is obvious, but the two and the three, not less obvious. The Gemara will talk about that. Maybe, we'll see. That's you want to ask also? Yeah. Shloisha umatza shnayim. Let's say you set aside three and two were found. So the Tanakhama says mutarim. It is mutar because we say that these two are the two that I set aside, two of the three that I set aside. We'll see if that's simple soon. Besocha kan, let's say you set aside doves within the nest. Umatza lefnei kan, you found them in front of the kan. Not the anti-Semite, but the nest. The Gemara says, Asur, did you get that joke? You got it? You got it, Ari? No? Kanye, get it? Wow. Okay, good. Now, let's say, Besocha kan umatzalef nea kan. You put it in front of, in the middle of the kan, you found it in front of the kan. The halachi is Asurin. Ve'im ein sham elohim. And if there's only those that are in front, right? If at the time you set aside the only ones that goes that were there, and the whole shchuna neighborhood of those, hare elu mutar, then those would be mutar, because then certainly these three became the two, right? Because there's no other birds that could have possibly, or doves that could have flown in. Okay, says the Gemara. Pshita, in the case in which there were two, and then you found three, certainly it's going to be aser. So amaraba, hacha mayaskinan, kigon, I'm sorry, in the case of the black and white, certainly it's aser. So he says, Kigon, Shazimin Shchairim, Ulevein. You set aside black and whites, not the cookies. Umatza Shchairim b'makam Levanim, Ulevanim b'makam Shchairim. And you found the blacks in the white spots and the whites in the black spots. You know what I'm saying? Like in the different areas of the nest or the what do you call it, the dovecote. Maudisam, I would have thought, honey, inhu, ninhu. I would have thought that the blacks are the whites and the whites are the blacks of the Zelabazach, the same thing. It's just they did the old switcheroony, the sapuche is hapech, and they switched around to the opposite area. Kamash Bona comes to teach me that we assume hanachaz liyalma. These went by the way, v'hani achrininu, and these are new ones. So, in a case of black and whites that have switched, they're not going to be permissible because we do not assume that the blacks became the whites and the whites became the blacks. Leva misayale. Let us say this aids and abets the opinion of Rabbi Chanina. What did Rabbi Chanina say? Damar Rabbi Chanina roiv v'karev halach acher what? Haroiv. That if it's a rove versus the karev, right, what's rove? Majority. There are a lot of black and white doves in the world, and there's only two of these, and therefore that's the rove. But or there's karev. Karev means we assume that which ones are these? The one that came from the closest area. So now if we go after the rove, then you lose because you have thousands of doves in the world and there's only two black ones. So we assume that the rove is from outside. But if we go after Karev, which is the nearest ones, the nearest black ones to where the black ones are found now are the ones you set aside. So rove or Karev, which wins? So we could assume from here, Lema rove or Karev halacha acharov, because the Mishnah says it's aser. So let us say rove or Karev halacha acharov. So says the Gemara, no, kedam rabai. Here, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with a daf. Not the daf hayomi, but we're dealing with a board in front of the dovecote that escaped the dovecote. And therefore, what? Therefore, they come from all over the world. Hachanami, so too, we're establishing our case, Bedaf. There is a board sticking out from outside of the Daf Code. I have a beautiful picture here of my Masid. Do you have a picture? Look at the picture. Here's the board, right? Coming out, or I should say, jutting out of the Matziv. So, since the dovecote, the board is jutting out of the dovecote, that is going to say that's where birds go. Therefore, even the karav is not significant here because birds come from all over the world. And therefore, since you found them on the board, you can't say that the blacks are the same blacks as the ones you set aside yesterday, or the whites for that matter. Okay. Shnayim u'matzah shloisha. If there's two and then you find three, so then it is aser. So says the Gemara, of course that's the case. Manavshach. If the third one comes, if all three are new, so they were not set aside, they're muksa, and therefore they're going to be prohibited. Even if it's just the third that is new, so you had two, and then you have three, so we know that at least one of them is new, says the Gemara, there's one that gets mixed together with the rest of them, and therefore, if we don't know which one that is, so we can't take any of the three, all three become usher. So you guys asked a phenomenal kasha. Now so you could ask your kasha. What's your kasha? Tysus is kasha. New. What was your kasha? You guys asked this kasha. What? Betulber, look at Tysus. I didn't know this Tosus until right now. Top Tosus on the right. The Imtomer Levata Beruba. You guys are Tysus. We only say bittul barov when it comes to dead animals. But live animals are chashiv. By a davar chashiv, we don't say bittul. A second teretz Tosfos gives, it's called the davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why is it davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because when is this dove going to become permissible? Right after yontif. So therefore, since it's the davar sheyesh lo matirin, we don't say bittul when it comes to a davar sheyesh lo lachi. Of the chalav sheyesh lo matirin, afilu be'elef loy batul, which we saw already once before. So Baruch Hashem, you guys makavi to Tosfos is kasha. I didn't realize it, and we give two beautiful terutzim as to why we won't say bittul. Oh, that's gevaldik. That may be the first time you guys are makavi to Tosfos. Halavai vayit. You should always be zoicha to makavi to Tosfos is kasha. Okay, and to have such a simple terutz like that it takes us 2 seconds to read. These are the kind of Tosfosim, Gishmak. But there's a lot to talk about in those Tosfosim. It's not so simple, right? Okay, so let's say Shlosho Matzah Shnayim. You set aside three doves and now you found two. The Tanakhama said Mutar. And says the Gemara, my time. But what's the reason? So the Gemara gives a simple answer. You could have given this answer. Inu ninu. Sounds like, cute. Inu ninu. These are those. Meaning the three are still, the two are part of the three. The Chadminei was Alma. You set aside three. One flew away, and two are still the same. So says the Gemara, now we're going to equate it to the following case. You had $200, and now you're down to $100. Right? You set aside the $200 of Maaser Sheni, and now you found $100. What's the status of the $100? So if we say three is two, and just one flew away, what would you say in the case of 200 that became 100? Is it still Maaser Sheni? Yeah, why? Because
just like one of them flew away.
So too. The money that you just assumed, you lost $100. I lose money all the time. You know what I lose more than anything? You know when you valet a car and they give you a ticket? I always lose the ticket. I'm going to lose the ticket. I don't have a solution for it. Anyway, so says the Gemara, Le Masnisin Rebbi Hi. Let us say, now we're going to equate it to that case. Le Masnisin Rebbi Hi. Let us say that this is the opinion of Rebbi Velay Rabban and Disanya. What did we see? He niach moneh. Let's say you set aside in the little box of your wallet $100 of Maaser Sheni money. Umatza Masayim, and you found 200. Ooh, what's the halachi here? So Chulun Maaser Sheni Buravin Zebezed. Rebbe says, the 100 is still Maaser Sheni, and the extra 100 is Chulun, and they're mixed together. V'chamim Amrim, no, if it's 100 and 200, we assume the 100 of the Maaser Sheni flew away, and these are new. So that's Hakol Chulun. That's not our case. Now comes our case. Let's say you set aside $200 of Maaser Sheni money, umatza money. You turn up the next day and $100 is gone. Mana mizmunach umana mutol. So Divrei Rebbe says, one of the mana that's still there, that is still of Maaser Sheni, and the other mana is chulin. And the money, I'm sorry, there was the 100 is still the Maaser Sheni money. Comes on the chamarim hakol chulin. No. This 200 is gone and a new 200 appeared. So our Mishnah says, Lema Masnis, and let us say our Mishnah, that one flew away, is only according to Rebbe. Because Rebbe's saying 100 is Meister Sheni. We just lost $100. We lost one of the birds. Says the Gemara, Afilu Tema Rabbanan. No, you could align our Mishnah just like the Rabbanan. Even though he says the 200 are gone and now it's a new 100, you could say that perhaps by the bird case, only one bird flew away. How so? Because Hayit Mar Allah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Demar Trevayu, Shani Geizlos, birds are different. Why? Ho'il Vasil Ledados, since they have a tendency to hop away. So we assume that one of the birds hop away. Does money hop away? No. We assume all the money sticks together. So if 200 are gone, if you're down to 100, we assume that all 200 are gone, we're back down to a new 100. Says the Gemara, why do I have to give that answer? Why do I have to say that? Shani goes as whole Vasil Ledados. Why do I have to come to that answer that the birds hop? Vahit Mar Allah Dahi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Charamar, B'shnei Kisin Machlokas. There is a Machlokas by the case of the wallets. Are we talking about two wallets or are we talking about one wallet? Okay? Two wallets versus one wallet. Right? So you can see why, right? So let's see, there are two interpretations of that Mishnah, of the Machlekes. Rebbe Rabbanan, if you lose $100, do we say that that 100 remaining is Meister Sheni or do we say the 100 is Chulin? It all depends how we learn the case. Yeah?
No, I was just saying, because if it's one wallet and the money went away, then you could assume it's the same $100, but if it's two wallets.
I would assume not that way. If you have two wallets and you go from 200 to 100, I still have this wallet remaining. So I just assume I lost this wallet. But if it's one wallet and there's $100 missing from inside the wallet, so why would only $100 gone? You lose all 200.
Oh, I was thinking that if you take that.
Let's see. You could say the case, blah, blah, blah. B'shnei kisei machlokas. Where do they have the machlokas? That's only if there are two wallets. Aval, when it comes to b'kisecha divrei kol chulin, according to everybody, if you lose the $200 and it goes down to 100, we assume it's a totally new $100. It's chulin, right? V'charamar, one says b'kisecha when it comes to one wallet, machlokes, it's a machlokes. Aval b'shnei kis and divrei kol munach mana munach u'mana mutal. 100 is gone and the 100 remaining, and therefore you have $100 of Meister Sheni. So now, Bishlam, now, why do we have to come to the answer that birds are different than money? We only have to come to that answer according to one of these Sukkimtas. Bishlam alamandar, but this makes sense according to one who says there's snake keys and machlekas. When there's two wallets, there's a machlekas. Now I need to come to the answer that birds are different. That birds are different. I always have to go, Friday I have to go to airplane mode at work. That birds are different because they hop around, because I needed to come to an answer. Right? Elamander b'kis echad machlekes, but the one who says it's a machlekes when it comes to one wallet, al v'shnei kis and divrei kol, but when it comes to two wallets, according to everybody, mana muhtel, mana mutel, everybody will say that the $100 remaining is of Meiser Sheni. Hashta lamalu l'shnui alo. Why do I have to come to the answer that birds are different? Because they hop. Ha'amart b'shnei kisin lo pliga. We said by two kisin, they're different. And two kisin, two wallets, is equivalent to the birds. Right? Because just like by two wallets, I lose one wallet, I still have the other wallet, so too by birds. I lose one bird, the other two birds are still there. So you know what the Gemara answer is? Amar Vashi, what are we dealing with? What kind of birds are we dealing with? Hacha begozlim b'kusharim b'kis. Hacha begozlim b'kusharim. The birds are tied together. The birds are tied together. And therefore, and similarly, b'kisim b'kusharim askinan. And since the birds are tied together, what are birds tied together equivalent to? I think. One wallet. Right? Because if there were three birds tied together and now you find two birds, we shouldn't assume that those two birds are the same, right? Unless one bird detached the Zach. The Rebbe, Amar Locha, Rebbe will tell you, Kisinami, when it comes to wallets also, Zimnin, perhaps, the Misakal Katrayu, sometimes when it comes to wallets and wallets only, the strings become untied. And therefore, you can't equate the two. All right, boys, Zayga Zut, Shtark, have an amazing, wonderful day.